You know,
that's right.
Hallelujah.
It's just good to be here.
Amen.
Brother Horton, I think you solved the whole thing. When you look at what happened, Ruth was in a situation. Just like the Jews, they don't recognize Christ.
That's right.
And they, you know what Boaz did brought them back. Boaz became the hope.
That's true.
Jesus becomes the hope in the middle of the tribulation. Their eyes will be opened. The blindness of Isaiah will be ended.
That is correct.
And then they
that is correct.
And they're going to be chased out of that land, but Jesus is going to come back and give it to them.
That is correct. That is correct.
I think this is a super allegory. I mean,
Ruth as a Gentile, you know, like we are.
Well, we're going to see it, when we get there in a couple of verses, a few more verses, we're going to see how Ruth transforms this whole business. And it's not what one would naturally expect.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the thing. This is so mm-hmm. peculiar about the way that Boaz presents this whole thing to this anonymous redeemer.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to realize that both of these guys must have known about the land. He knew, the anonymous redeemer surely knew that since Elimelech was dead, he owned the land. I mean, it was his.
Mm-hmm.
He must have known that.
Oh,
surely
Boaz knew it too.
So this is, but Ruth was the complicating factor here.
Yeah.
That's why the guy pulled back when Ruth came into the picture. So this is what. So we're going to get to this. We're going to get to this next week, I hope.
This is good. You know, this book helps us understand our times and the grace we enjoy.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
With Ruth, her whole thing was grace.
Yes.
Everything about it was faith. That's how she entered into it.
That's true.
So,
that's right. Exactly.
She believed, and that's what God honored.
That's right. Exactly.
That's what made her stand out, her faith.
Oh, yes.
I mean, she changed everything.
That's what made her stood out.
Yeah. And that's what God was after.
Jesus.
The Lord is after faith.
Stood out.
You know, whatever we need to learn, we can learn by faith.
Amen.
We're not going to get to, even in heaven, we're not going to learn who God is unless we do it by faith. Yeah, it'll be done by faith, just like here. You can stand right next to the Lord. He knows everything, and you know what you know. But you can't enter into it without faith, whether it's here or whether it's in heaven. But in heaven, you'll see the handiwork, and you'll have vision and appetite for it. And then when you ask questions, you'll learn.
You don't have sin to enter you.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true. And I'm going to tell y'all, I'm going to wake y'all to some truth, too. Here the Holy Ghost will take you further than you want to go. He take you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can look. He let you look into some things.
Yeah.
Like, he'll let you look into some things.
Mm-hmm.
Like Paul said, I can't repeat these things. I mean,
you don't have words for it.
I mean, he'll let you look into things, but you got to be open to it.
Mm-hmm.
To look at it. You can't close out your mind and say,
mm-hmm.
that's that. If you really want to travel, you just say, Holy Spirit, let me look into that.
You know how when you get ready to bathe the dog, and the dog know he's going to get a bath? You know, he put his tail between his legs, and he don't want to go. You know, I was watching America's Funniest Home Videos one time. And the man had the dog in his arm, and there was two doors, and the dog put his hands up so he couldn't go. So the man turned the dog around back, and he threw his hands against the wall like that. He didn't want to go. That's sometimes when the Holy Spirit is trying to help us enter into something that we need to know, we act just like that dog. And he threw his hands up so he couldn't go no further. And the man turned around, he put his hands against the wall. He didn't want to do bath time. But every time the Lord has introduced me to something, at first it was that way. Then I learned to trust him. I said, okay, Lord, I'm taking you at your word. And every time I enter into something, I'm glad that I learned it. I'm glad I followed through with whatever it was.
I'm just trying to wake y'all to the Holy Spirit. He'll let you see some things and know some things and open up your understanding to some things that you can't get there until you think you can't get it until you get to heaven. But you can get it right here if you open yourself up to him. He'll do it. I mean, you'll see something. Stephen saw Jesus standing up. And he hadn't made it in heaven yet. But when he saw that, some people thought Stephen said, "Lord, lay this not to your to their charge," when they were stoning. When he seen Jesus, that's when he said, "Oh, don't lay it to their charge, because I've seen something greater." I mean, you know, because he had seen Jesus standing up. When he saw, he said, "Don't lay it to their charge. I see something here. I see." He saw Jesus standing up.
That's how God saved
you. You couldn't have did that in the natural, like I just tell you. Your eyesight is only so much limited. I don't care if your hair got 20/20. It's still limited to what you can see.
But
see, he had to have the eyesight of the Holy Spirit to see way up there in heaven. See Jesus standing up. That wasn't no ordinary sight.
That wasn't ordinary.
That was supernatural eyesight.
And he had greater vision and faith behind it.
Amen.
Every time the Lord guide me to do something or make me aware of something that's important, it's the love that gives me the courage. Perfect love casts out fear, and you walk on in there. All the visions and dreams he gives us, courage is required. But it's love that makes you go through with it. We can do so much more. And it was Ruth's faith that opened all these doors.
You know, to get back to this, I don't think Ruth was just operating on Ruth's natural. I believe she was having visitation.
I do too.
Possibly.
From God. Yeah. She ain't acting on her own strength.
The Spirit of the Lord.
She's not acting
the Lord.
On her
that's
own
true.
Ability.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It goes a little further than the natural.
Yeah, it's true. Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. Absolutely.
She was like a person on a mission.
Amen.
I mean,
not on her own strength. She was
right. And that kind of faith, it takes us to another level. Paul said, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." He said, "I know how to be abased and I know how to abound."
Yeah.
Now, that's two extremes. Some people only know how to abound, and then some people only know how to be abased. and he could do both. It didn't matter. They robbed him. He didn't have anything. He knew what to do. He knew how to get back to where he needed to be.
There are some folks who only know how to be poor.
Yeah. and abounding is tough. I just mentioned this morning, I said, that's things about prosperity I'm trying to learn. I don't know it all. I'm trying to learn so I can go forward. And you used to one phase of life, but the Lord's trying to get you to go into another one. Some people that were so rich, and then when the stock market crashed, they killed themselves. Yeah. They didn't know how to be abased.
Yeah.
That's two extremes, and the Holy Spirit can help us with both. Brother Horton, I believe you solved the riddle. I mean, with all the rules of the law, the only thing that make it make sense is grace.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And her faith, the faith of Ruth, made it all possible. And it gave God something to work with. And so it is with our lives. This whole class is about the Holy Spirit. And this is how we go forward. And if he's going to guide us, and then we have to follow. We have to follow his lead. He's going to show you the things, the next step. But it's going to take us, just like it blessed Ruth, we're going to be blessed the same way. I love this class. I guess we're out of time. That's a glare on that clock.
Yeah. Oh, we probably got a little more time. Another couple minutes or so.
Yeah. Almost. You know, this whole chapter, this chapter 4, sums it all up.
Yeah, it does.
And we know what follows it. God had everything he did was impossible. Abraham didn't have children till he was about 99, almost 100, and Sarah was 90.
Yep.
Everything he did was it was faith, in his grace that made it possible. And all the way down to the 12 tribes and down to Ruth. She was born outside of Jerusalem, followed her mother-in-law back to Israel, and then married the kinsman redeemer, and her offspring became a king. And then Jesus is in her lineage, and the enemy didn't see it coming. And the enemy thought surely he was trying to figure out who the seed of woman was all the time. And he never thought that a Gentile woman would be included. I mean, God, he just blindsided him on every turn. There was 4 Gentile women in Jesus' lineage. And the enemy didn't know what to do with it. He didn't know how to suspect it. In one of my favorite scriptures, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, it explained that if the princes of this world knew, they wouldn't have killed Jesus in the first place. So the enemy can't do anything with your faith. Your faith just trumps everything he's trying to do. And so we'll pick up next time in chapter 4. I like the way Brother Horton explained it. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word and all the blessings that you help us to see and understand. Help us do all that's in your heart. And I thank you for, take us into this and help us get to the bottom of every mystery. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen.